unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, The Ordination, was written by Mark Siegel. It is based on an episode from the novel Festival at Meron by Harry Sackler. I am called Simeon, Rabbi Simeon, and my voice comes to you across a distance of 1,800 years. Yet I ask a question. How far is your time from mine? Do not men still seek to give a meaning to their lives? Do they not suffer in your time as in mine for the truths in which they believe? I and four others were the only scholars left in all Judea. We met secretly, illegally, that we might learn and pass on the eternal truths of our holy Torah. In the spring of that year, our teacher, Rabbi Judah ben Baba, was summoned to the palace of Tinius Rufus, the Roman governor of Judea.
Call him in, Captain.
It is done, Tinius Rufus. Judah ben Baba.
Captain, you're certain this is the man?
Certain, Your Excellency.
What surprises you, Tinius Rufus, that I am old and bent?
It's unimportant. Do you know why I've called you here?
When the governor of Judea summons, it profits little to speculate on his reasons, one comes.
A good reply. Let's see if you can answer other questions as well.
I am listening, Tinius Rufus.
You're familiar with the imperial edict, the edict of the Emperor Hadrian.
Who is not?
What does the edict forbid, Rabbi?
Why do you force me to recite the prohibitions against the practice of my religion? What purpose does it serve?
A rebellious people must be taught respect for law. It's a little lesson in overcoming stubbornness.
I do not need your lesson, Tinius Rufus. I believe in law. But I believe also in the freedom of the human spirit.
Enough, Rabbi. Come, name the prohibitions.
If you insist. The covenant of Abraham is forbidden. It is forbidden to circumcise our sons.
Correct. Continue.
Observance of the Sabbath is forbidden. Also of our festivals.
And
the study of our holy Torah is forbidden.
Hmm.
To teach or to learn is forbidden.
You've listed the prohibitions like a scholar, Judah ben Baba. Too much like a scholar.
One does not put aside the habits of a lifetime easily, Tinius Rufus.
Precisely. Well, the edict is therefore provided to help you in the process. To help you become a loyal citizen of Rome.
Loyalty comes from inside men, not from the outside, Governor.
Death comes from the outside, Rabbi. The penalty for violation of the edict is death.
And is it to tell me this that you have summoned me?
This and a little more, Rabbi. Where are the others?
What others?
You know full well, the followers of Rabbi Akiba. Where are they?
Throughout the land, Tinius Rufus. My whole people followed the teachings of our blessed Akiba ben Yosef. May he rest in peace.
Let's not play with words, Rabbi. Where are his disciples, his students?
Why are you so afraid of students, Tinius Rufus? Do a few students threaten the power of mighty Rome?
Perhaps they do, perhaps they don't. That's for me to judge. Where are the students?
Under God's protection, Tinius Rufus.
Rabbi Judah, if you wish to escape the fate of Akiba, listen well. By sundown tomorrow, you will produce the remaining scholars of the Underground Academy.
Tinius Rufus, do you really think that I will give them up to you? Do you expect me to fear you more than I fear my God?
That night, under cover of darkness, we fled from Caesarea to Ushat. A pious potter, Enoch, gave us refuge. And in the cellar of his house, we continued our study of the written and the oral law. Month after month, the spies of Tinius Rufus combed the land searching for us, yet they did not find us. Still, in his own way, Tinius Rufus communicated with our underground academy.
By order of the Emperor Hadrian and Tinius Rufus, governor of Judea, it is proclaimed that henceforth all Jews found harboring rabbis or scholars shall be put to death. All Jews apprehended in the act of feeding or providing food for rabbis or scholars shall be put to death. The ordination of rabbis is strictly forbidden. The penalty shall be not only death for those who participate, but the destruction of the entire city in which the ordination is performed.
My sons, we have reached the end of the lesson. Are there any questions, Eliezer?
I have no questions, Master.
Maya?
No, Rabbi Judah, it is plain to understand.
So be it.
Tomorrow at the same time, Rabbi?
No, Simeon.
No? Do we not meet to study tomorrow?
My sons, I have waited to the end of the lesson to tell you this, for I refuse to waste the precious time of study.
Tell us what, Rabbi?
That this shall be our last lesson together, Eliezer.
But why?
Enoch believes we are being observed by the spies of Tinius Rufus.
But can we not find another place of study? There are others who will aid us, Rabbi.
Simeon, Eliezer, all of you, listen to me. This shall be our last lesson, but it is not only because of the word that Enoch brings.
There is another reason, Rabbi?
Yes, Maya. I have been guilty of the sin of procrastination.
You, Rabbi Judah, guilty? You're stainless above all men.
No, Maya. Do you not remember? The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. How long is it you studied the law in hiding?
3 years, Master.
3 years. First with Akiba ben Yosef of blessed memory, and then with me. I am satisfied that you are fully prepared to be teachers and judges in Israel. Why, then, have I not ordained you?
Is it not because the penalty is so great, Master?
No, Eliezer. That obstacle with God's help we will overcome. I think I have delayed for a smaller reason.
I do not understand.
Perhaps, my sons, I was selfish in not wanting to part from you. But that is over now, and we must concern ourselves with your ordination.
Rabbi, if we're to be ordained, would it not be best to ordain us now?
There is still a penalty for ordination to consider, Simeon. Have we the right to bring down destruction on all Usha?
Is there not some small hamlet, some place of only one or two souls, willing to endure the risk?
Eliezer, is the destruction of one innocent soul less than the destruction of a city?
Then there is no answer, Master.
With the help of God, we will find an answer, Eliezer. And now, my sons, go to your lodgings. Enoch the potter will bring you word.
Rabbi, before I go, may I ask a question?
Of course, Simeon.
Of what use is our ordination, Master, if we're forbidden to teach and to judge?
Simeon, I will answer you with a parable. If a farmer, shivering in the winter cold, stand in a frozen field full of dry brown trees, all stumps roots and twigs and branches. Shall he doubt that 6 months hence the bare field will be a blossoming orchard?
It was agreed that Enoch the Potter should scour the countryside for a safe place for the ordination. While we waited, each in our own lodgings in Usha, Enoch made discreet inquiries.
Water jars! Jugs! Vessels! Hot, big and small! Wine bottles! Pitchers! Water jars! Jugs! Vessels!
Parker! Let me see your way.
Well, gladly, farmer. But first, tell me where I am.
Do the tax collectors come to you from Ushah or Sepharim?
From Ushah, Potter.
Ah. You're near the boundary line, then, huh?
A league, more or less, Potter. Do you see the hills which rise beyond the second field?
Yeah, I do.
They mark the outer boundary of Ushah.
I thank you, farmer. And now to our business. I think you'll find my prices low.
Whoa! Hey, boy! How far to Sepharim?
Oh, a good way, Potter. Can you take me?
Yes, I have a place for you, lad.
Oh, thank you, Potter. Can I put my firewood in the car?
Take care you do not harm my water jug.
Oh, I'll be careful.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
Up you go.
Oh, thank you.
Will we come to Sepharim land soon, lad?
Oh, yes, Potter. Sepharim begins on the other side of this ravine.
Huh? Well, how can that be? Farmer told me the boundary was back at those hills. The hills behind us.
Oh, that's the boundary of Ushah.
But if we are not in Ushah, we must be in Sepharim.
No, Potter. We are in neither.
Not in one or the other? Did I hear you right?
These are public lands, Potter. Huh? No one lives here. No. This land belongs to no one.
No one? What? Whoa!
Potter, why do you go so fast? You'll smash your jug to pieces.
You're certain, Enoch. The land really belongs to no one.
To no one, Simeon. Here, I'll show you on this parchment.
Mm-hmm.
Here Ushah ends.
Yes.
And here, Sepharim begins.
Well, what lies between?
A great ravine, Simeon. I went back and explored it. It's strewn with boulders and covered with trees.
Is there a place for concealment?
There's a clearing beneath a ledge, hidden from the road above. Simeon, it is as if the Lord's hand created the spot for this special purpose.
It is surely his hand which guided you to it, Enoch. Good. Now go now. Instruct the others how to get there.
Yes, Simeon.
And each shall go separately, on foot. Let each scholar take a different path, starting at a different time.
I shall tell them, Simeon.
Above all, instruct them to take pains, lest they be observed or followed.
Before the sun has set, all will be instructed, Simeon.
Good, good. Enoch, we can go on foot.
Mm.
But the master, how will he get there?
Rabbi Judah will ride there on my donkey, Simeon. I will awaken him before dawn and lead the way.
Do you wish to rest, Rabbi?
Enoch, my son, could not one of the scholars have walked with me? Was there need for you to take this risk?
Rabbi Judah, it is you who taught me that he who begins a good deed is bidden to finish it.
You have done your share of good deeds for me, Enoch.
Rabbi, you speak as if in farewell.
Forgive me, Potter. You know, it's a strange thing to be riding to an ordination in secrecy.
Yes, Rabbi.
I remember other ordinations, Enoch. They were joyful and gay. The scholars dressed in white, and the people came from miles around to join in the rejoicing.
I remember.
And when the crown of learning was bestowed on those who had attained it, the people would shout and sing.
Yes, Rabbi. I remember.
We stood in the clearing, all five of us, Meyer and Yosser, Eliezer, Yehuda, and I, waiting for Rabbi Judah. The sun was rising as Enoch helped the master down the steep slope of the ravine.
This way, Rabbi Judah. Here. Here they are.
Are all the scholars here, Simeon?
All five of us, yes, Master.
Sir. Well, then let us begin.
Before you start, Rabbi,
let
me show you something here. Behind this underbrush,
a passageway.
The next hollow, where there are caves. Now, if the ordination should be interrupted...
Oh, do you think that will happen, Enoch?
No, Rabbi. I think we have been undetected, but in case...
Yes, Enoch, we understand.
I will stand guard above near the road. If anyone approaches, I shall call. If there is danger, I shall whistle like this.
Good. May you have no need to, Enoch.
I hope not, Simeon. But if you hear the bird call, hide in the caves at once.
So be it, Enoch. Beloved sons, I ask you to stand close that I may begin the ceremony.
Yes.
I am about to confer upon you the authority which you have long since earned. Now, need I tell you that the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God? You know it. Or need I caution you not to make your learning a spade to dig with? You know that, too. Therefore, let us proceed with the ordination itself.
We're ready.
May the spark that I strike now in the isolation of this ravine become a pillar of fire that will lead Israel from the gloom of these distressing times to the glory of a brighter day.
Amen. Amen.
Meyer, my son, come forward.
Yes, Master.
I place my hands upon your head to signify that henceforth you may teach and you may judge. Simeon, come forward. Henceforth you may teach and you may judge. Yehudi ben Eli, come forward.
Listen, Eliezer, you here?
Yes, Father.
By this token, henceforth, you may teach and you may judge.
Rabbi Judah.
Yes, Enoch.
Please stop for just a moment.
It's safe now, Rabbi. They are gone. Proceed. But please lower your voice.
Eliezer, I place my hands upon your head, signifying that henceforth you may teach and you may judge.
Thank you, Master.
Master, that's Enoch.
Yosef, come quickly. Bow your head. Henceforth you may teach and you may judge. Praise God, it's done.
Rabbi, quickly. Conceal yourself.
Who is it, Enoch? Spies?
Worse, Simeon. Soldiers. At the turn of the road.
Come, Rabbi Judah. Let me help you crawl through the passageway.
No, Simeon, the others first.
Eliezer, Yehuda, Yosef, into the passageway speedily.
We're going, Simeon.
Meyer, come help me. We'll carry the master in the
arms. No, Simeon. I am too old to be carried in arms.
Hurry, they are coming.
Master, I beg of you, please.
Someone must delay the Romans, Simeon, so that the others may escape.
Then let it be I, Rabbi.
Or I.
No, Meyer, no. Go on now, both of you. I wish it so.
But, Rabbi, we shall be scorned by all the generations to come. They will say they left their master to the mercy of the Romans.
I am not thinking of you now, Meyer. If you persist, you will destroy what I have built.
But, Rabbi, you're so old.
With the ancientest wisdom, Simeon, I have less of life to yield.
We cannot do without you, Rabbi. You're a sage in Israel.
Shall my learning be the reason for cowardice, Simeon?
Master, I entreat you. Is not the commandment that you shall choose life?
The commandment is that you should choose life so that you may live, you and your seed. If I yield my life, it is that the seed of our people may live, that they may be saved from destruction.
Listen. No more time for talking, Rabbi. Into the passageway.
And Maya, I command you to go.
May the Lord protect you, Master.
Fear not. He is my shield and my protection.
Farewell, Master.
Farewell, my sons. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his countenance to shine upon you.
Rabbi Judah, there is still a moment.
No, Enoch, I know what I must do.
Then I will stay with
you. No, Enoch, they need you. Guard them and keep them, for in all Judea, they are the only repositories of our holy Torah. Now go.
At least be still, Rabbi Judah. You may pass undetected.
It will be as God wills, Enoch. Goodbye, my son.
Good night, Master.
I do not see them anywhere, Tineus Rufus.
Captain, I have not journeyed from Caesarea post-haste for nothing. My informants said they'd be here in this ravine. Wait. There. I hear the braying of a donkey.
You need search no further, Tineus Rufus. I am here.
Well, my dear Rabbi Judah, I'm delighted to see you. And where are your students? I should enjoy seeing them, too.
They are no longer students, Tineus Rufus.
Oh?
They are rabbis in Israel, and you shall not find them.
So? Ah, Rabbi, I regret their escape. I had planned to spare you for your age. Why have you forced this unpleasant duty on me?
Each man has a duty, Tineus Rufus. Mine is to my God and to my people.
I must confess I understand neither.
I forgive you your lack of understanding.
You forgive me? My dear Rabbi, it is the conqueror who forgives, not the vanquished.
Nonetheless, I forgive you.
Old man, do you not understand? You are about to die.
I know it well.
And you're not afraid?
Yes, I am afraid, Timaeus Rufus. But life itself is not the greatest triumph. And death, need not be the greatest indignity.
And these are your only words before you perish?
You may put me to death, Tineus Rufus, but that which gives meaning to my life is beyond your reach. It shall live, and it shall grow. The time will come when the bridges and aqueducts of Rome will molder in the dust. They shall be as nothing. But out of Zion shall still go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Joseph Fink, Rabbi of Temple Beth Zion of Buffalo, New York. Dr. Fink.
Judaism has always had the genius of being both ancient and modern at one and the same time. It is continuing and contemporaneous. It has met all the spiritual needs of each generation of our people, and yet its roots go back, far back in history, as this beautiful story of this day's program revealed. The Jewish bond of union is worldwide and history deep. There has been a constant and uninterrupted tradition of learning and consecration among us. Each Jew is a bearer of the torch of light, which has never been completely extinguished, even in periods of the darkest intellectual and moral gloom in Europe and elsewhere. Dedication to our faith, the sanctification of God's name, has been the traditional and distinguishing mark of the Jew. We have upheld the authority of our teachers and rabbis right through the ages. Our history is a never-ending history. And the very heart of that history is the unbroken continuity of teachers and sages, of prophets and rabbis, of scholars and thinkers. Each generation produced its own quality of seekers after the truth. And these have always been in direct line of descent, spiritual descent, from its predecessors. No teacher among us was ever content merely to possess the truth. He ever wanted to share it with those who care to seek after it. Each generation in dark times and bright times produced its quota of ardent teachers of our faith. and made his contribution to the endless, ever-evolving, ever-growing body of knowledge of our eternal faith. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. This solemn responsibility was placed upon us of old and in every age and every land. We were conscious of that solemn and inspiring duty. No matter how difficult the times, we must bear witness to our eternal truth. No matter how dangerous the conditions, our fathers never surrendered their divine responsibility to be a witness to our eternal faith. The history of our people is the history of a people, not of vast numbers, but of vast faith. In the unending procession of our great teachers and leaders is the mystery and might and the miracle of that eternal faith.
Thank you, Dr. Fink. Eternal Light Drama today, The Ordination, was written by Mark Siegel. It is based on an episode from the novel Festival at Meron by Harry Sackler. Featured in the cast were Edgar Staley as Ben Baba, Joseph DeSantis as Enoch, and Alexander Scourby as Simeon the narrator. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction, and the music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Tatum. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.